against the door and listened for sounds of life inside, but all he heard was the ticking of a clock and the hum of the air conditioning. He knocked again, this time pounding the door with the side of his fist. Shaking his head, he went back to the truck and picked up his cell phone from the front seat. He slid into the passenger seat to get out of the rain, which was now coming down harder, and dialed a number. He waited for several rings. When the answering mechanism kicked in, he reported that he was waiting outside in the rain and asked why wasn't anybody there to meet him. Dickie shook his head and looked at his watch, obviously irritated that he'd been stood up. Tom Delgado, the owner of the business, had told him specifically that the food was to be delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It was now 2 minutes till. Dickie looked around and wondered what to do. Just then, a black BMW pulled up onto the gravel, and a striking woman got out. She was wearing a black pantsuit that hugged her curves to perfection. Her hair was blonde and pulled back from her face in a severe chignon. Her face would have been beautiful had she not had a perpetual pair of lines between her eyebrows and her perfect mouth not been turned down in a perpetual frown. She reached back into the car and got out a plastic rain hat, which she placed on her head. Then she trotted across the gravel as fast as she could in the spike heels she was wearing. It was Brenda Barnes, one of Tom's agents. "What's the matter, Dickie?" she said, noticing his puzzled expression. "I've got the food here and I can't get in," he replied. "Where do you reckon Tom's got off to?" "He's not here?" Dickie didn't think that needed an answer. He had no use for excessive conversation. Brenda pulled a cell phone out of her purse and began to punch in numbers. "No use. I already tried." She flipped the tiny phone shut. "Never mind," she said. "I've got a key." Brenda used her key to open the front door. The large room had obviously been set up for the meeting. The five agents' desks had been pushed against one wall, and folding chairs were arranged in a circle around the space this provided. Two long folding tables were set against the back window wall, waiting for the catered food. Dickie went to these tables and began unloading food while Brenda pushed open the door to Tom's office in the rear. Dickie was arranging sandwiches on a tray when he heard a scream. "Oh, my God!" He rushed back to see what was the matter. Brenda was standing at the open door to the office, her hand over her mouth. Dickie stood beside her. At first, all he could see was Tom Delgado's sumptuous office, an antique oriental rug intricately patterned in red, gold, and blue covered the floor. A French sideboard on one side of the room held crystal decanters and glasses. On the opposite wall, a glass-fronted bookcase held leather-bound books that were obviously put there for decorative purposes. Directly facing the door stood a huge and elegantly carved mahogany desk, and behind it was a high-backed leather chair. Slumped in the chair sat Tom Delgado. His face was in the palm of his right hand, as if he were sitting and thinking. His left hand rested on top of a stack of papers on the desk and clutched a ballpoint pen. He might have been simply resting, maybe thinking about some problem connected with a pile of files on his desk. He might have been, except for the small hole in his temple that oozed red-black blood. Brenda slammed the office door. "Don't go in," she said. "We've got to call the sheriff." Later that evening, Judge Jackson Crane was driving home through the dense fog that had rolled in to join the steady drizzle. He drove slowly down the darkened state highway leading to Post Oak. He and everybody else in town knew that Dinky Mackey never mended his fences, and that his cattle would, likely as not, be grazing along the road's right-of-way. As he made his way through the fog, Jackson thought of Ludi Faye Ivory, standing in his bright kitchen fixing him one of her good meals. He also thought of the large scotch and Don Diego cigar he would enjoy before the meal. He was thinking fondly of that when he saw a black Ford Expedition with tinted windows bearing down on his rear bumper. The Expedition roared past just as a pickup truck pulled out of a side road. Jackson swerved onto the shoulder, spinning his tires and spewing gravel across his hood and windshield. He cursed. As the Expedition disappeared into the dusk, he saw the personalized license plate, "God